Josh, I wanted to ask you about the adding an offensive lineman into the game as a tight end, and how you guys kind of weigh that decision, you know, factoring in how it's going to disrupt your usual offensive line versus who's the best for it because of their skill set. It looked, I know Nate held that role for the most part yesterday. I'm just wondering how you guys determine that, you know, he's the best guy when you need someone to do that.
Well, each week is, we look at it, you know, each week is a little different based on the matchups. You know, the Jets have a, you know, obviously a very good front. The guys on the edge plenty of the time. And so you just look at what, you know, what you can do to put your personnel in position to be successful so that you can run, you know, effective plays on offense. We've used different guys, obviously, throughout the course of the season. Fleming's done that. Klein's done it. You know, and then obviously Nate Marcus has done it at times as well. So yesterday, again, we feel good with, you know, about all our tackles that we put in the game. And so when Marcus is in there, we have confidence in him. And so when Nate goes to the tight end position and Marcus comes in at tackle, you know, we feel like, you know, we got good players at a lot of spots. So, you know, that's part of the game plan was to go ahead and do some of that yesterday. And, you know, we had some mixed results, but some production from it as well.
Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Mike.
Picking up on Phil's question, I'm just wondering, when you see certain results on the field and you're getting production from a certain look along the offensive line and, you know, good protection from Tom, are you tempted to, like, say, let's not continue with the rotation, let's just go with this look? I'm just wondering how the continuity of the offensive line impacts your decision making.
Well, I think that continuity is definitely important up front. And like I said, if we felt like the best thing to do is just to stay with status quo the entire game, then we'll do that, which we have done that many times in the past. Again, yesterday there was, you know, there's a specific purpose for what you're doing. I mean, you're not trying to just do it just to do it. We're not in the business of just rotating people, just to, you know, put them in the game. You know, so we're trying to create some advantages for ourselves and at the same time, you know, feel like, you know, we got, you know, people that are very competitive in their roles out there on the field at all times. So, you know, if it's not working, obviously you don't want to do too much of it. And if it can give you some advantage and some production, you know, then it's worth considering each week.
And quick follow-up, Josh, just on your thoughts on the way Cameron Fleming and Marcus Cannon played yesterday along that line.
You know, I don't think we didn't have our best day in total on offense. I don't think anybody played or executed or coached particularly well, starting with me. So, you know, I think there was definitely some things we did well at times, and then certainly the Jets gave us some issues. You know, they have a good defense, a good front, a good scheme. They're well coached. They deserve credit for, you know, creating some issues for us. And at the same time, we feel like we can coach and play better. So that onus is on us. We got to do better. Hopefully we can do that going forward.
Thank you, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Rich.
I'm wondering, what would you take after looking at the film of what the Jets did to kind of negate Rob Gronkowski's impact in the game yesterday?
You know, there's a few times that they did, I think, some specific things schematically. Double-teamed him a few times. Put two people on him at the line of scrimmage, I'd say a handful of times. But most of the time, you know, it was just, you know, they just played their defense. Like I said, they got a good got a good group over there. They did a good job. Part of our issues were in protection. You know, part of our issues were just our overall execution of the passing game, ability to get open, throw and catch the ball. And then there were plenty of times where they, you know, they did a good job of just defending us. So I don't think they did anything that we haven't seen before. I certainly didn't do it for that many snaps. Overall, you know, they played better than we did. And, you know, our guys fought, battled, and made some plays in some critical situations to help us win the game. But we definitely could do better than that.
Just as a follow-up, I mean, this I guess is going to sound obvious, but I just wanted to check. If someone like Rob or any player doesn't get a free release off the line, I assume it's imperative for the offensive line to hold up. So they need to create the extra time so like a guy like Rob can get back into his route. Is that correct?
Well, I think protection is obviously important in any pass play, whether it's a quick throw, deep throw, an intermediate throw, tight ends, receivers, whatever, you know, the design is. You know, you need to do a good job of protecting. You need to read the play the right way. You need to run good routes and create separation. There's a lot of things that go into a good passing game. Protection is certainly one of them, but there's many facets of that. You know, and many times when you put somebody at the line of scrimmage trying to take somebody away defensively, you know, offensively, we need to do a good job of seeing that. We need to go somewhere else with the ball. That's why it's imperative for all our skilled players that are out into the route to do a good job and expect the football each time they're in the route. So, you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of things that go into the success and failure of a pass play. And, you know, we can execute all of those better than what we did yesterday.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning,
Bob. Decision to go up tempo in the third quarter. What's behind that specific time? It certainly seemed to have an effect on the game. And what would you characterize as the effect in yesterday's contest, in particular, the decision to go up tempo in the third quarter?
And there's a lot of sometimes we, you know, there's different advantages that you may be at a game. You know, based on personnel, what we have in the game, what they have in the game, how easy or difficult it may be to communicate you know, at that point in the game, or where if it's a home game or a road game, you know, that certainly affects that to be able to go at that pace. Sometimes you do it, you know, just to try to kickstart something. If you're having trouble sustaining the drives or putting too many plays together, you know, it's obviously something we have done well in the past at times. And, you know, I think it did help us, and our guys did a good job of executing in that series. And we actually did it in a few more series. And the one in particular you're referring to there, I think it was the second drive of the third quarter, I thought our guys did a good job of executing and communicating what we were trying to do quickly and playing as fast as we could.
Just a quick follow-up. I mean, Shane got the running game going a little bit on that particular drive, and you'd averaged, I think, a yard and a half per carry in the first half. What is it about that particular series and the running game out of that up-tempo style or those sets that got things going?
I think we just, you know, well, we blocked them good in that series, had to, you know, gave the runner an opportunity to get started and found some space, and Shane made some good runs. You know, and we did a good job of allowing them to get to the line of scrimmage and get through there and work on the linebackers in the secondary in some space. So anytime you're productive in the running game, it usually starts with, you know, keeping the line of scrimmage clean and allowing the running back to get to the second level. And I thought that happened a few times in that drive.
Great. Thanks so much.
So, Josh, this will be like a two-part here. We're getting you a day early, so it's a little bit of a combo, but you know, I think I sense a little bit of disappointment just in the tone from these calls with yourself, Bill, and Matt. I think one positive probably you look at is that four-minute offense. So I wanted to see your thoughts on that, the way you guys closed out the game and the key plays that you saw from that four-minute offense. And then I did want to ask you, just looking ahead how you would compare and contrast the defense you saw against the Jets to what you might see Sunday against the Bills, if you'll see a lot of the same, you know, looks, challenges there from the Bills.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the four minute drive was big. We didn't do everything perfect in the 4 minute drive. But I thought Danny came up with a couple real critical plays there to convert some third downs, and then we were we found some things that we were able to do in a running game there, and gave us some positive yards, and then gave us an opportunity to have that third and one and a half there at the end to try to close the game out. I thought Brandon ran well in that situation, that series. And we just executed, the things that we were trying to do. We wanted to try to, finish the game on offense once we got it back with, I think, 5:16 to go. And the guys did a good job of executing and overcoming the, I think we had a penalty there, a false start penalty, and overcame a long yardage situation to convert it. And then found a way to finish it there in the running game at the end, which I thought was really good. The Bills and the Jets, obviously they're very good defenses, both of them. physical, good defensive fronts, both of them. The Bills certainly have their own style, play their own type of system. Coach Schwartz does a great job of having them prepared each week. They'll throw some new wrinkles at you each week, and then they'll play their base stuff, and they play really well. They know what they're doing. They know their adjustments. They rarely are out of position. They force you to make a lot of good plays in order to beat them against a lot of good players. Certainly, they're well coached. So it's a different challenge in terms of style and what we're going to see in terms of the spacing of the front and the type of pressures and those types of things that we'll see. But nonetheless, it's going to be a huge challenge. This is one of the best defenses we play all year.
Yeah, morning, Josh. Thank you, Stacy. How are you, Josh?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Hey, pretty good, thanks. Thank you, Josh. Real quick, back to the up-tempo. Was the uncertainty around Dan Connolly, did that inhibit your judgment to maybe do more up-tempo because there was some uncertainty there, or did that play into it?
We have that, we're confident in that type of offense if and when it's the right thing to do or we choose to do it with all our players. I mean, they have all repped it many times. They all know what we're doing when we do it. So that didn't really have an impact on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck. Thank you, Ian.
Josh, I just wanted to follow up on something Tom said after the game yesterday where, he thought there were just a lot of communication issues when the Jets were getting pressure. And I'm just wondering, did you feel like the number of changes that were made to the offensive line yesterday contributed to those communication issues?
I've said before that there's a lot of things that go into good pass protection. There was more than one issue yesterday in terms of protecting the quarterback. We had issues in the front. We had issues at tight end. We had issues at running back. So the issues aren't just in one spot. And I think the solution is definitely an execution thing, and it's our responsibility as an offense, as a coaching staff, and all our players. Each one of us needs to do our job on every play, and when we do, then usually we have an opportunity to make a good play. And whenever you don't have solid pass protection or room to run in the running game or whatever it may be, usually that's a result of lack of execution or, sometimes at times being beat physically by, another good player. So lot of things go into it, some of which is communication-based, some of which is physical, some of which is just technique, fundamentals, and execution. There's a lot of things that we can certainly do better, and we're going to work hard this week to try to improve in some of those areas and play better than what we did yesterday.
Thanks, Josh.